You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thursday's special caller episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. We've had Caroline in the waiting room for 3 minutes already, but we brought Serena back to guest co-host this episode with us as well. But like I said, we've got Caroline waiting in the waiting room, and I feel bad because she's been sitting there for a few minutes, so let's see if we can get her in here. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for calling in. You got me, Dean. Well, I'm Dean, and there's Jared.
You got me, myself, and I here on Help I Suck at Dating.
To help you answer whatever question you might have for us. We're here to help. So what do you got for us?
All right. So basically, a couple days ago, I woke up, you know, before my boyfriend and realized my phone was downstairs. So I reached for his phones to check the time. And I saw a message on his home screen that he got at 2 a.m. from a woman saying, thinking about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long you guys been dating?
About 2 years now.
Two years?
That's
pretty bad. So what did you do next? What was your next move?
Before I was washing the blood off my hands. No, I'm kidding.
I was right there with you, Jared.
I didn't kill him. I didn't. I actually didn't know what to do. So I just kind of left for work and decided to talk to him about it when I got home. Mm-hmm. And when I confronted him about it, he said it was just his coworker who reached out since she knew that he had like this big presentation that morning.
Oh man.
Oh no.
Please spare me. He honestly said that?
Yeah. And I didn't like ask him or anything to go through his messages. I'm just kind of hoping that, you know, he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
He's never really lied to me before that I know of.
That you know of, right. Well, Serena, what do you think about this?
I'm going to give you like the girl finding the message versus I'd rather have a guy's opinion on this. But yeah. I would literally be spiraling. Do you know the name of the girl? Have you met this girl?
Like, no, I haven't met her. Her name's Emily, but like, I don't know. I don't really know a lot of his work friends.
Well, you need to get to know Emily. Like, you need to go there, like, sniff this out. Be like, oh, hi, Emily. You're the one who texted my boyfriend at 2 in the morning because you were very concerned about his presentation the next day. That was so kind of you. And if you reach out again, I will end you. No. I don't know. I mean, that's tough because it seems it's sketch. It's totally sketch. Even for a coworker, right? Come on now. 2 in the morning, thinking about you. You're only thinking about somebody at 2 in the morning, not because of their presentation, but for other reasons. So, yeah. It sucks. I'm sorry that you have to go through this. But my advice would be not to just push it aside as like, oh, it was nothing. I think it was definitely something, and I think it's something you should really address and talk further with your boyfriend.
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel like you're probably right.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Serena, I've got a question. What would you do if you rolled over and saw that message on Jamie's phone?
I would. Okay, so like the savage me would literally wake him up and be like, who is this? And like, let me read everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But because I am a little bit more like timid and like I like to have all the facts so that when I shoot the gun, it's like ammo after ammo after ammo after ammo. Like you can't find yourself out of the situation.
Smart.
I would probably do my due diligence and like sleuth and like see who this girl is, what's going on, and like really get my facts in order so that when I do approach him about the situation, either it's this girl trying to get at him or it's like a mutual, they're like having a little thing behind my back and then take it from there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Caroline, I agree with that too. You got to get a little bit more information, but definitely don't let it pass by without any further, I don't know, judgment or like research, because it sounds like there might be something going on here that we don't necessarily like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, but we wish you the best. And I'm sure, I mean, I'm hoping that it really was just a work thing, but I would say just using like the surface test, it might be a little something more, but we hope the best for you.
Thank you so much, you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
What's going on, Graham? Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Thanks doing, for buddy? Calling in. What afflicts you today?
So I've been with my girl for a bit over a year. We just celebrated our year anniversary about 2-3 weeks ago.
Congrats.
Thank you. And about a week later, they had a girls' trip out to Vegas. It was one of her close friends' birthdays, and they went out, and which was great. You know, I got a little time to myself. She went out with her girls. She comes back. And she shows me this new tattoo. I mean, I love her. I just got to tell you, I love her. I think she is the one. I think this is going to work out. Like, that's it for me. I can't imagine my life without anybody else, which is great.
Yeah.
But in this tattoo, she's looking at me, and she's looking at me with this approval. And she's showing me that she had my name tattooed on, like, really small on her ribs.
Whoa.
And yeah. I don't know. It's there's like. Like, I just started feeling this pressure.
So she got Graham tattooed on her ribs in Las Vegas on a girl's trip.
Yes. Yes.
That's I mean,
it could have been worse. Yeah. She could have been like, Graham, look, I got a tattoo of a guy named Mike on me. You
know, that's what I'm saying. I feel like when girls go on girls' trips and their boyfriends are at home, they're just assuming like all these bad things are happening. But if your girl came home with your name tattooed on her ribs, like wife her.
Yeah,
there's
she's
no
got
pressure
a,
there. That's
she's got a bad for you, Graham.
Like serious about you.
I agree. I think this is all good things for you, Graham.
I like that. I like that. But there's a bit of pressure. You know what I mean? Like, I know I feel like she's the one, but do I have to now, like, propose in a week? Is this what that's meaning? Like, I suddenly feel like, do things have to move fast now? Is this a sign that, you know?
Don't overthink it. I think she just got a tattoo of you, which was really, forward, but you guys been dating for a while. I don't see any reason why you think you should, like, fast forward the proposal or the marriage now. Besides, all the pressure's on her. I mean, if it doesn't work out, she's the one who has to get the tattoo removed.
Exactly.
true. Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's that so much pressure, because I feel like she did it spontaneously. She didn't, like, premeditate saying, like, oh, like, the next step in my relationship is getting a tattoo of his name when I'm in Vegas with the girls trip, you know? Like, right. It was like a spur of the moment. Like, I love this man or whatever. I'm going to get his name on me and I think he'll love it. And it'll just be, like, for funsies and, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point.
I think a good way to get rid of some of the pressure too, Graham, is you could just have her get cracker on the other side of it as well. And that way she's just a big fan of, like, Honey Grams or something like that.
I'm not going to lie. I was thinking the exact same thing. And then so she could do one rib Graham, the other rib cracker. And then on the lower back, it would say s'mores. Or you could do chocolate and marshmallow, like a chocolate marshmallow on the back. And then, you know, she is a s'more.
There's options, but I do agree with Serena. I think it's hot. I think it's great. And I think that she loves you. And I know the pressure is definitely there. But just keep in mind, if it does end up going south at any point, she does have a fallback and she can just get a s'more tattooed on her lower back.
Yeah.
And all will be well.
Man, it's crazy that I'm that easily replaceable by a delicious snack.
No, you're not
replaceable. It's just an audible, you know?
I would say if she's using the tattoo against you, saying, like, I got your name tattooed on me, you need to do this, 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 and this for me, then I'd be like, I didn't ask you to do that, but
yeah,
true.
Right.
And yes. Graham, I got news for you. I've been married for 3 years. We are very replaceable by a delicious snack. If Ashley had to choose between myself or nachos, I honestly don't know what she'd pick right now.
In the moment, probably nachos.
1,000% nachos.
Yeah. You could always rebuttal and get a tattoo of your own as well. Just something, something along the same lines as that. I don't know. Yeah. That might be more of a commitment too. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about pressure.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah. But Graham, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
best
Graham.
Best luck with everything. And I mean, you're in this for life now, so buckle up.
Thanks, man. You guys have a good one. Thanks a lot for everything. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, buddy.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Our third and final caller is Claire. Welcome to the podcast. Claire. What a pleasure it is to have you.
Hello.
Thank you.
What's going on in the life of Claire today?
Oh, we're launching right in, right?
Heck yeah. That's how we do it here.
So I've been with my boyfriend for about 5 years, which is kind of hard to believe. And you know, it's well, a little bit of a delicate subject, but we're kind of lucky if we're able to have sex like once a week. That's, you know, on a good week. So I wouldn't say that it like affects our relationship or, you know, we're happy. It's just kind of like, is it normal? I mean, we're just kind of like tired at the end of the day. I'm pretty much content to just like watch Netflix and go to sleep. So I'm wondering if we should be making more of an effort to like make the time.
I mean, 5 years is a long time. I think once a week after 5 years, that's pretty good in my book, I gotta say. Jared, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, when you said once a week, I was like, all right, hot and heavy. Good job. And then you're like, oh, that's a bad thing. Never mind. Okay, I gotta rethink.
You're like, we're having too much sex. We're having sex once a week. It's too much.
I guess it's all relative, right?
All relative. I mean, yes, I don't know. I think that's great. I think if you guys can keep doing it once a week, I think most people would agree that that's pretty good. I don't know. I'm curious. So Serena's been in a relationship for 6 months. We're not going to ask her to get into the nitty gritty of her sex life, but what do you think about once a week, Serena?
I just feel like if both partners are equally initiating the sex, then it's a common understanding. But if one person's doing it more than the other, or the one person's just, you know, not there, then I feel like there's a conversation that can be had.
Yeah, that's a good bit of advice. Yeah. I saw this video on TikTok the other day about this exact scenario, and the therapist, she was like a sex therapist, she was saying that rather than talking about like giving pleasure to your partner, whatever it is, make it seem like you guys are both doing something, like you're both like escaping into each other's bodies for like a fun amount of time, essentially, like you're going on like a vacation of sorts, you know what I mean? So I think a lot of it has to do with like psychologically, like just like making it seem less of like a chore and more of like an adventure, you know?
Yeah.
Especially 5 years is a long time to be in a relationship. I mean, Caitlin and I have been in a relationship for 3 years, my girlfriend, and I mean, we definitely have seen like a downtick in terms of frequency, which I think is pretty standard. But 5 years once a week, I mean, I'm impressed. I think that's pretty good in my opinion.
Okay, great. I was worried it'd be like a red flag.
No, that's a green flag. That's
the only way it's a red flag, like Serena said, is if one of you are not getting satisfaction with what you need. I think that would be the only thing. If one of you has more sexual needs than the other and you're like, once a week is not doing it for me, and the other person's like, well, I'm fine, then that's a red flag, because then, you know, you got to make sure that you know, you're happy in a lot of different departments within a relationship, and that includes sex. So
yeah, definitely. Well, hopefully that helps, Claire. You know, you're doing something right, so keep doing it.
Yeah.
And best of luck moving forward. Hopefully our advice doesn't lead you too far astray here, but thank you so much for calling in.
No, thank you. I feel like we should get gold stars now.
Yeah. Cool. Everyone gets a gold star participation medal. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, yeah. Thank Claire. You for calling in. All right. Well, that's going to do it for our caller segment. Our fifth caller segment we've ever had, and they're just getting better and better and better, especially with Serena here giving out the great advice. Serena, thank you for guest co-hosting with us this week. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Serena.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We are excited to see you and your badass NFL agent boyfriend take over the world.
We always say if we go the distance, but I'm confident.
I mean, you talk pretty highly about him. I could definitely see that. Yeah. I had one more thing I wanted to say. Oh yeah. Best of luck on your, well, you already moved to Miami, but best of luck, like, you know, getting up to speed and all that kind of stuff out there.
Yeah. 100%.
That's definitely a challenge.
Same to you. I just looked up you guys, and congrats on your kid. He's gorgeous.
Thank you, Serena. I appreciate it. Your father heard awesome.
I've been treating you well.
Andy, thank you.
Traveling more than I have, but keep
yeah.
It
well, I'm unemployed, so I have time to do is travel these days. But
unemployed, that's what we call it.
Unemployed. I started telling people I'm retired. I don't know.
That's even better.
Even better. They're like, wait, what? You are? I'm like, no, not really. I just am sick of telling people I'm unemployed. Yeah. Jared, I saw Top Gun the other day.
And
it was good. Kaylin wanted to see it really bad. We saw Top Gun and she said it was the best movie she's ever seen.
Really? I mean, it's so freaking good.
It was good.
Miles Teller is awesome.
There were a couple scenes where I was like, ugh, it's like super like over the top. But generally overall, I was impressed. I like almost cried a couple times. And I don't even think I remember seeing the original Top Gun. I'm like, why am I so emotional watching this movie?
Right. It's, Do you need to see the original to see the new one?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it definitely helps. Kaylin watched the original the day before going to see the second one. And she said it helped. But like I said, I hadn't seen the first one in like 20 years. And I was still getting emotional in the movie theater. So yeah. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to say your boy did it well. But Serena, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it. We can't wait to check in with you again sometime soon.
Yeah.
And, best of luck with everything. Travel safe. If you hit some turbulence, just hold on for dear life, I guess.
Jared was saying you always look to the flight attendants for approval. And like, I literally made a story on my Instagram about this. It's just like when all the scared passengers are looking at me and I'm just like terrified inside, but I have to smile because I know. Be okay. So
you are terrified on the inside or not calm? Great. This is awesome. What a way to leave off. Can't wait to fly again.
Half of the time.
You should start messing with people and just like looking terrified every time you hit a bump. Like, I don't know. That'd be pretty funny, but
that would be so funny.
The one time I did look scared, like it was just fear. Like fear. I was just staring at
straight dude. If fear. I saw the flight attendant look scared as shit, I would die of a heart attack because I'd be convinced we're going down. They know something I don't. They know something I don't. The pilot's talking to them.
Right.
Hey, there's never been an accident due to turbulence. Just keep that in mind next time you fly.
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we gotta wrap this up. So Serena, thanks again. Best of luck with everything. Jared, I love you. I'll see you next week. Maybe when we suck a little bit less.
Good.
Oh, wait, actually, you know what? I won't be here next week. I'll be in Pakistan. So maybe Jared will suck a little bit less, and next time you guys hear from me, I'll suck a bit less because it might be a couple weeks. So
don't suck in Pakistan, bro.
Don't suck in Pakistan. Okay, gotcha.
Be great there, please.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.